So now we have Maria Timon Shifang. She is the Pacific Outreach Officer at the Edmund Rice Centre, Pacific Calling Partnership in Sydney, Australia. Maria?
Welcome, Mary. Greetings to you all. I'm grateful for the invitation to speak. I do recognize the Gadigal people owners of this territory. However, I'm a climate advocate, less experienced in campaigning on militarism and peace building. I'm myself originally from Kiribati and I now reside in Australia. As a person from Kiribati, perhaps that's okay, because just like the climate emergency, our discussion of August comes from colonizing attitudes between peoples. The world's dominating powers just view my community, my people, my nation, my culture as expandable. As it is for the climate emergency, so too for militarism and conflict. Again, the peoples and cultures of my region are just collateral damage to the greed and cultural narcissism of distant colonizing powers. It's not new. In 1943, we provided the battleground for conflict in the Second World War, the Battle of Tarawa. Fought between Japan and the US was one of the bloodiest battles of the Pacific War. Although our people did not create that war, many were killed, injured, mistreated, traumatized, and displaced from their homes. Sadly, a few years later, my nation, Kiribati, had a leading role in the development of nuclear weapons, together with other Pacific communities. It was a role we never wanted and to which we never gave our consent. In 1957 and 1958, the British colonizing powers used our Christmas Island for nuclear tests. In 1962, the US needed a new site for their test. So the British volunteered a place. Not County Surrey, not Land's End. Rather, the British offered my home to the US. And they conducted more nuclear tests, also on Kiribati, Christmas Island. I made a video call with my great uncle and we talked about Kiribati's disregard by colonizing powers and about the Second World War. And my uncle said, and I quote, "We can't go back to straighten the past. Our people suffered a lot from colonization, but we can try and stop what is happening now in our world. We are fighting for our very own survival as a result of the climate. Now Australia decided to join AUKUS without even thinking of the consequences that our people are going to face and experience in the future. This is inhumanity. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison often talks about national borders and security. How about permitting such concerns to the Pacific Islands? Where does our security lie? The Pacific Island nations are very concerned and are fearful of the Australian government's decision. August means the expenditure of billions. In my opinion, Australia, the UK, and the US should help the Pacific Islands to provide safe drinking water for our children because infant mortality rates are high due to the lack of clean water. The water problems are aggravated by both drought and rising sea levels, caused by the emissions of these powerful nations. Their pollution kills our children. And yet they spend their wealth barely to help, but rather on obscene weapons. To me, this decision is a disaster. It is going to create more problems and conflicts, which may lead to war. We don't want war. With New Zealand and Pacific Island nations, Australia is a party to the 1985 Treaty of Rarotonga, which established the South Pacific Nuclear Free Zone, supposedly free of nuclear weapons. How will Australia comply with this under AUKUS? On the 23rd of December 2016, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted a resolution that led just 6 months later to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, the TPNW. On that day, the General Assembly affirmed that this treaty should be a step towards the elimination of nuclear weapons. I'm very proud that Kiribati, my country, voted with other Pacific nations in favor of this resolution. I note the US voted against, the UK voted against, and Australia voted against. In December 2017, Kiribati was one of the first countries to sign the TPNW. And in September 2019, we ratified it. Still today, the US, the UK, and of course Australia stand in opposition to this UN treaty that lays the pathway forward to eliminate nuclear weapons. August is a further demonstration of this. Shame on them for their lack of leadership and ethics. We need an honest partnership and a strong, reliable relationship with developed countries like Australia. That relationship means inclusiveness, respect, consultation, dialogue, and morals. In my opinion, AUKUS is a disaster, not just for the Pacific Island nations, but for the whole world. Before I finish, I want to bless each one of you with my Kiribati traditional blessings, which are the Maori, good elf, the Roy, peace, or the Tabumwa, and prosperity. Thank you. And compassion for this opportunity.